So this is where this is where you can see generation gap, say, because I'm like, what kind? So you had a cuck morning. So what has that got to do? Yeah, what has that got to do with, like, I mean, is that because when you tell your boss, let's say, I'm sorry, I'll be late. I'll be late. I will drop a mic when I tell you the reason. It was cuck morning. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, the thing is that, as I said, I said to you now, just before we switched on the mics, so it was like, let King Christie make an entrance. Is that not what a royalty does? No, but like, we're going to be done. Oh, wait, that's exactly. Wedding. That's a wedding. That's what. Yeah, because she was talking about weddings right now, and I was like, okay. But okay, what is the royal entrance? I don't know. If,
trumpets. Approaching Christie, first of her name.
I have to go find the YouTube video. Hold on. Of like when, so that I can actually just play it when she comes in.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
If something is too stressful for me, I'm letting it go. I'm sorry. It's not work.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't know. I say this because, man, I've suffered those beyond the lines too, because you don't know what your line is, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, we don't know how far we can actually push.
Yeah.
And there is no... I'm sorry, they say, oh, there's always like red flags. No, there actually isn't, because we're capable of pushing God quite a lot. We actually don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the example of trauma is the biggest thing. So what we can live through is, I think, the polar opposite of what we can endure as well. Like I'm saying to you, we can actually push.
Yes.
And you know, that whole thing of like, you know why, is it necessary? I have only this much fuel in the tank, for sure.
Yes.
Right? So first, look after myself,
yes,
genuinely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And that is selfish, but it benefits somebody else. Should I have the extra amount of... Hold on, here she comes. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Here it comes. This is when you address, like, the reason why. Like, I mean, even the queen died waiting for you.
Okay.
Do you see what that was?
I saw what.
What was that?
The dramatic entrance.
Yeah, because.
So, classic Gen Z, seeing that we're on that topic, I had a fight with my mom this morning about.
Uh-huh.
Having me do errands when just before I have to leave for school.
Okay.
So I was just like, yo, we can't do this. It's been a pattern, but now it's just like, and she can see that I've got my bag. She won't get me when I'm like bathing or anything, to be like, okay, listen, maybe speed it up a bit. Do 1, 2, and 3 before you leave. No. As soon as I'm going out the door, she's like, yo, by the way, I need coffee.
Okay.
And I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, that's so, when she gets me at my worst.
Did you spend time fighting with her?
I think so, yes.
Did you make coffee at the same time? Did you
no.
Did you multitask?
No.
But why?
I did not. Because I was mad.
Well, welcome to what we were saying. Duma was explaining that whole concept of... Do you understand what I mean? In terms of like, oh my word. Yeah, the whole thing about, again, sharing energy... And that's so, it's so easy. It makes life easy. It's something that we always say, oh, you'll recognize when you're older, because I think most people actually do. Because you think very clearly, if it's done, it's done. It's over. I don't want and I don't have. Because again, petrol's expensive, man. And we just don't have enough fuel in the tank for anything more. And I always say this again, is that you can only be a better version for anybody else should you only be the best version for yourself. Agree, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to just say, and I want to remind this whole WTF are you talking about is fluid. In other words, fluid. We don't actually have a theme for every conversation. We bleed in out, and I think that's I know that's better for a lot of people, because that's a train of thought that we'd like to actually go. I do want to know about the unity. I did say about the unity previously, right? In Gen Z. Yes. I want to know about Gen Z moving forward. Is it inclusive or exclusive? So in other words, is it like Gen Z's plan moving forward? Does it include the rest of the world? Do you ever picture someone in their 30s right now? No, I mean late 30s maybe, and 40s, someone outside, and maybe even younger, like 16, 15, I don't know. What is going on there? Is it an exclusive right to be part of the Gen Z movement?
It's a matter of, we are the target market, but sometimes we act as if we are the only target market. So then I like to go back to like how business people organize it, or how they say, they're like, okay, we have a target market, but of course that's not closed off to everyone else. But that doesn't feel like it for the movement. My favorite think pieces are when people come through and then be like, okay, so listen, this is the case that's affecting our generation, but we need to understand where it came from, and that's where we need to start. Instead of people just being like, oh, Chris, you're old, your generation things up, your generation did whatever, and that's your problem, and you don't deserve any part of our success or our thingy. Just go to, I don't know, what were they doing in 1940?
Guys, I mean, we're not, you must understand that even my parents were like hardly born in 1940. I mean, how does Gen Z expect to do anything without the rest of the world? That makes no logical sense whatsoever. Like right now, it's our time. The Gen, what are we? Gen X's, I don't know. Yes, right. But we do run the world. We're the ones that spend the most money, we're the ones that run the businesses, we're the ones that are, you understand, right? Yeah. So how on earth can we find synergy and like inheritance, you know, we want to pass over, because it will come from us. You will not take over. That's the thing. And it's the same thing as us moving the baby boomers, you understand?
Yes.
It is natural. They either get too old and they get out, but the thing is there's still a torch to be, you know, handed over.
If you look at the world today, like millennials grew up in a world where it was, you know, the sky is the limit. You can do what you want. We'll support you and all that, right? And then you get the Gen Zs where it's like these parents put so much on them at one time, where they're like trying to teach them responsibility and to do so much things all at once.
How?
I'm just thinking of someone that he's got a music school and he teaches kids also, right?
Yeah.
And there's like 8-9 year olds that's like got schools with they go to school 9 subjects a day, and then afterwards they got extramural activities, which is swimming and singing and music, but it's like every day where these kids don't get a break at all. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like they're trying to break the kids but into being responsible, but they feel, but the thing is,
out of fear.
No, I don't think it's out of fear
that they won't achieve anything.
No, I think it's one of those where it's like, because we come from that generation, we know what it is, and we want better for our kids, and we have the money to give our kids all these opportunities. They're not to be this wild, and it's like, you know what, this is me, this is my world, this is my bubble, like, I'm going to make it. We forget that there needs to be a balance where it's give and take type of thing, where it's like, okay, I see what you're doing, but let me help you. But this is the old generation stuck in their ways.
No, I don't think, you scream for balance, but there isn't, I mean, you don't know, who's going to achieve balance? I mean, what are you doing to scream for your own balance until it's too late? Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is the definition of balance within your life, just in your life in general?
So, I think the balance according to Gen Z is cool. We have the ambitions that we want to achieve. We have our goals that we want to achieve. But there's also the aspect of discovering ourselves and what we are capable of doing, what we want to do in our leisure time. But also, I feel like there's kind of like a disconnect, because it kind of seems like we're having too much leisure time and not enough time focusing on what our actual goals are. So even with the question that you posed, like how are we unified going forward? I feel like to a certain extent, when it comes to, because We live in an age where groove is a thing. Events are a thing.
But that's brands. Always been. I mean, we also, I mean, it's difficult to picture, but everybody, have you seen the 60s? Have you seen, like, I'm just saying to you.
Okay, it was disco-fied back then, and it was great.
That's 70s, yeah.
But like, that was the disco. They didn't call it groove, it was disco.
Yes.
That's when you know it was going down.
Yes, but there's the whole thing of the 2000s, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, in our world of groove, where it's just like, okay, we are here to break the boundaries. We don't care who tells us what. We are just going to be there. And it's like, in that aspect, definitely they're unified. But
boundaries, we know, because it's human historical,
yeah,
like growth. You will break all the boundaries that you don't agree with. That's what a generation does.
Yeah.
Which ones are you breaking?
Which ones are we breaking?
Your ethos, I'm saying, so what defines you as King Christy? Like, which part of that are you contributing to changing stuff that you do not like?
The boundary that I feel like I'm actively breaking is my silence. So my ability to not, or my inability to not voice out what I am, you know, presently feeling and what upsets me is a boundary that I've actually noticed that I've broken over time, which is something that I've never ever done in my life. So
how? What has been so difficult so far?
I think it's bullying, because like I'm at that place now, but I've been at that place for a very long time. And to find your voice and to literally tell people, actually, you know, this is what I think about you. Like you said earlier, like, you don't like confrontation. Like, I'm ready.
No, I said I don't like it. I do it more often than I shouldn't, because it's necessary.
Yes. And that's the thing. I think
as much as you don't like in life.
I think it's because we've gotten to that point where it's like you feel so bullied, where your friends are trying to silence you, or elders are trying to silence you, that kind of thing, you see. So it's like where you literally stand, because that concept of I'm the eldest, you must respect me, is out the door long time ago.
But I mean, that comes as an ultimatum, don't you think? Is it where, because that's when parents don't have anything more to say.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, they have a lot to say. They just choose that one.
Yeah, they've always got a lot.
Do you want a parent who sits down and explain?
No, for me,
I want to die.
Okay. I want to mention, actually, I do appreciate a parent that sits down and speaks to you, because I think of my relationship with my mom. It started becoming amazing when she would actually sit down and be like, okay, I was wrong for this. I'm sorry for doing that. I had assumed this was the case. Or even when I, like, piss her off, it's not a case of just shouting or whatever. She'll just be like, Duma, I'm not ready to talk to you right now. And then when I see that I've done something wrong, I'll just be like, okay, girl, let's talk. What's happening? And that's why, personally, when you ask Christy the question of what boundary is she breaking actively, I thought of which boundary I'm breaking actively. Mm. And for me, whenever I get into an argument with somebody, I don't like swearing. I throw a lot of shade. I really do. But I don't want to say anything insulting, because I want to use that as an opportunity to kind of help you discover yourself.
Also, that's a good intention, but you genuinely cannot expect that from people.
No, that's fine. Because now, my thing is, whenever you are going to tell me that, oh, Duma is disrespectful, Duma is this, I want you to know the reason why.
Yeah.
You know, it's like shouting.
Yeah.
People don't hear you more because you shout. Exactly. And people are not scared of you because you shout. They don't. They actually just switch off and they're like,
Whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you genuinely sitting with like a brick wall, saying to you up here in their heads, and you're like, well, why should I even?
Exactly.
You know, you can make a statement for yourself, so that in that moment, everything is a growth experience should you want it. Mm-hmm. So you would come to, you would say what you want to say in your own foundation and right, you understand?
Exactly. Because it's a thing of, like, you think a lot of, especially with us who grew up in, you know, communities of color, it's a case of you never question your elders and you never do whatever, because that's disrespect. I believe in respect. Actually, that's one of the traditional things that I believe in. However, the respect I believe in is, like, it goes both ways, and you need to give me a reason to respect you. Yes, I respect you because you're older than me, but don't push that boundary, because now I'm not going to take the abuse. Essentially, yeah.
I just want to add on that note. So, but then there's also like a fine line, right? So yes, the respect aspect is in it, but also if you start, like you sit, I know with Gen Z, when we try and sit our parents down and we're just like, okay, listen, can we address 1, 2, 3? I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Let's try and have a conversation. And like Chris said, then they give you an ultimatum. Like, okay, listen, child, this is my house. This is my roof. If you don't like what I'm saying, then there's the door.
Yeah. You know what you're doing. I feel like you're taking a chance. I'll tell you why. That whole moment of sitting down, your parent, it becomes now this, it becomes a moment. We're going to play that. We're going to play your kicker. You're going to come in your gown, your robe. And your parents will be sitting like this. Huh? you know, because the thing is that why make a moment out of it?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because you do know very much so the difference of why it is that they did, but you are allowed to say, you are allowed to say and take a chance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And be like, but when you do say things like that, I feel like you do break me down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Not to explain to me, you know where they're coming from and you know where they know where you're coming from. Be like, this is the problem.
Mm.
It's the way that you don't let me speak. You cut me off.
Yeah.
You're treating me like a 7-year-old, which I understand back then.
Yeah.
I still needed explanation.
I always tell people that I don't think of my mom as my friend, unfortunately. I will never do that.
Which is good.
Yes.
Because you have friends.
I have
and
friends.
You will also you will screw up a boundary that you'll never come, you can't walk away from.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you'll be like, I should have never been this private.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, exactly.
Man, I'm peeking. Ooh. Yeah, I must be careful, man.
Yeah.
Never been this private with my mother. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just the case of, I feel like as much as we're doing it, because I understand why most people would assume or insinuate that when you do have that conversation with your parent, you're kind of just like taking their authority down a notch. Mm. My mom's authority stands everywhere. I do things and I'm like, ooh, that girl is not going to love this. You know, because she's instilled in us how to be people. And she always tells us that, guys, I want the best for you, but do not me over.
Yeah, if not her, then who?
Exactly.
Genuinely, someone that's your same age?
No. Huh,
they can only call out in the context that they know.
Yeah.
Yes. So your friends will call you out on that or within that context. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, cool. Imagine one of your friends trying to act as if they were your parents. Your first reaction will be like, shut up, man.
You're not my mother.
You are not my mother. You are certainly
you're not my real dad.
You know?
Yeah.